private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Rupert Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupert Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Di sunyi malam, lamunan memanjang setelah letih kehidupan. Ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Seketika kepalaku berputar seperti mesin waktu. Mencoba mengerti masa lalu.
Thinking, apa ku tak let go. Pikiran ku spin-spin, cepat like turbo. Mama tanya kenapa progress slow-mo. Sorry if I'm in my lane, aku tidak FOMO. Tak mengerti, napa pikiran ku upset. Tenggelam di kamar ku sambil play no set. Ku lawan imaji, dalam bari ini terbawa arus, udah macam tsunami.
Berhentilah berbicara, berhenti memikirkan semua.
Well, listener, Republic Indonesia, AMSAP regulatory reform exploration to boost oil output. Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Yulia Tanjung is aiming to achieve target of raising oil production to 1 million barrels per day by 2029 by expecting exploration across Indonesia. The Deputy Minister said that every block in the work area will undergo accelerated exploration. Indonesia is prepared to take the lead in digital transformation in Asia through the development of artificial intelligence technology that is inclusive, ethical, and supports people's welfare, Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Mitya Hafidz said. At the Asia Economic Summit in Jakarta on Thursday, she noted that AI has been a major drive of change in several sectors. With the right strategy and governance, Indonesia has the potential to become a major digital power in the region. And that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song popularized by Bruri Marantika was released in 1999. The song created by Arianto tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening.
Tengahnya kabut bermandi embun pagi.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, finally, as we promised you before, we are going to head for our Voice Talk listener. Well, it's June in Indonesia, and usually it is a time for of a dry and sunny weather. But this year, something unusual is happening, and many areas, including Jakarta, are still getting rain and quite a lot of it. So what's behind this unexpected weather? Is it anything to be worried about? And to help us understand, we have been connected by a spokesperson from Indonesia's Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, of head of the weather prediction and early warning team of the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia with Dr. Ida Pramuwardani. Assalamualaikum, Ibu Dr. Ida.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
How are you today, Ibu Ida?
Good. Good, thank you.
Okay, with me Faisal at the studio of Voice of Indonesia, Bu Ida.
Yeah, hello, Faisal.
Thank you for your time and also special time, Bu Ida, for joining this special interview, because not only here we are in Jakarta, special also our office here, but also our listeners around the world will also know about the anomaly season, especially in Indonesia. Well, before we talk more about this, actually, Bu Ida, can you explain firstly about what's going on with the weather in Indonesia right now? Because we are still seeing the rain in the middle of the dry season. What's going on actually, Bu Ida?
Yeah, I think this will be an interesting topic to be discussed here, yeah, Faisal. So first of all, we have to understand about the weather phenomena or atmospheric phenomena that control the weather condition in Indonesia. If we talk about the seasonal condition like dry season, rainy season, so the atmospheric condition or atmospheric scale that control it is a global scale. It is quite different for weather, because weather not only global scale, it also influenced by many other scale like regional and also local scale. The local scale is the most significant scale that contribute to the weather condition in the tropical region like Indonesia, because if we talk about our latest condition, one of the key drivers that also triggering the raining, heavy rainfall in some area is the land sea breeze cycle. So it is very local condition. So each day, surface heating over land during the afternoon triggers convective cloud formation and then resulting in rainfall from late afternoon into the evening. And it is very typical condition that we already experiencing this several days. And it's subsequently the convective system shifts offshore and becomes active again over the sea during the early morning hours. So this recurring pattern is very common in the tropical complex island like in Sumatra, Kalimantan, Papua, including Jakarta. And this pattern remain prominent this week, so we have to be aware, because the raining will continue to come, and explaining why many areas still experience rainfall in the late afternoon until evening.
So, Bu Ida, you said before about the unusual phenomenon. I mean, if we compare from maybe previous years, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, maybe, and like today, does it only happen in this year? Or maybe previous year, we also it also happened in some of areas or some of provinces in Indonesia, maybe.
Yeah, we have to remember, and I think we also have to understand that every year we experiencing a different condition background. Okay. Like today, this year, we have a neutral phase of El Nino Southern Oscillation. So we don't have El Nino, we don't have La Nina. So It's quite different with the previous 3 years, which was we facing El Nino and La Nina. We have a neutral condition now, so it's quite different. So the impact of those phenomena quite, I mean, we need to check in a quite scientific analysis, mm-hmm. so we can decide if this the condition, is it different or the same, or we have a we have the impact of such as the global warming, etc. So we need to explore scientifically first. Yeah, Faisal.
Okay. Bu Ida, actually, is this phenomenon something new or be it after happened actually previously, Bu Dr. Ina?
Yeah. Firstly, I think I need to check the data, but if I could say this is not we cannot say that this is anomaly. Mm. It is not necessarily anomaly, but we can see it like an unusual condition to the public, okay. because raining condition during the dry season is not always classified as a true anomaly in meteorology, mm-hmm. especially in the tropical region like Indonesia. The dry season doesn't mean there will be no rain at all, right? So it simply means that rainfall decrease and its pattern change. Diurnal, daily, and sub-seasonal scale phenomena can still occur and could increase the potential for rain, especially in the region of Indonesia.
Okay. Based on the prediction from BMKG, will it still happen to be until the end of this year, Doctor?
Because it's quite different among the region in Indonesia, because we have a different background of atmospheric condition, geographical and topographic condition. But in the area of Indonesia, in next 3 days, we still have to be aware of heavy rainfall that can be occur, especially in Jabodetabek and then in South Sumatra, etc.
So we also even don't know about the real happen. I mean, even whether it is maybe in the big cities or not, like this maybe, Bu Ida.
Yeah, we are still check, but for a seasonal condition, mm-hmm. it is still less than 50% mm-hmm. of Indonesia region that already experiencing a dry season. That's why for a lot of region in the Indonesia region still have heavy rainfall. And because we are in the neutral phase of El Enso or El Nino Southern Acceleration, so that the condition will be quite humid and the weather, the extreme weather still can be occur, especially in this end of this year, November, December. I think we have to beware for those months, because those months, especially the rainy season, usually comes.
Okay, so yeah, especially for November and December, rainy season always come. Okay. Ibu Ida, actually, what are the possible effects if this rainy weather continues, especially for things like daily life, farming, or maybe public safety?
Yeah, maybe I start with the public safety. Of course, it is important because besides important and critical, because extreme weather can directly giving the impact for the public, like maybe a strong wind can also giving a damage for the people who crossing the road, etc. And for farming, we can also experience a crop failure, a disturbing supply chain and food logistic, disturbing in food logistic. And for daily activity, it is quite have a strong relation with the transportation, because during the heavy rainfall we will facing the traffic jam, transportation disturbing, especially that using electrical power like in Jakarta commuter line, and then other damaging impact like disaster, of course, like flood, flash flood, landslide, etc., can be affected by the extreme weather, especially heavy rainfall. So with the high dynamical weather change in a tropical region of Indonesia, we or BMKG encourage everyone to stay informed by regularly checking the information, the update information from BMKG. Faisal.
Okay. So it means that with this unusual condition, people, especially who live around the area in this unusual condition, should be able to stay safe and prepare during this unexpected weather. So how do you see this, Bu Ida?
We have a mini channel, information channel, so people can be checked regularly through the website, official BMKG official website. Then we also have official social media, and people also can download the mobile apps info BMKG, either in a Android or iPhone or whatever the mobile apps you have. And people also can call the call center of BMKG 1196.
Okay.
And also we have many official office in province, so people also can come and get the information of weather condition, get the update information.
Okay. So talking about this, is BMKG also working with other government or related agencies or local authorities to monitor and also respond to the situation, this unexpected situation, Bu Ida?
Sure. Because as part of the core mandate, BMKG also commit to providing the up-to-date weather information, including issuing a warning, early warning information to the public and also to the stakeholder, because stakeholder will have a important role to having a contingency plan, if I could say that. And that's why we have a good coordination with stakeholder like BNPB or National Disaster Management, and BPBD or regional or province disaster management. So once the potential of extreme weather that can cause a damage happen, so immediately we inform them, we communicated with them, we coordinate with them, not only giving the information, but we doing some conversation with them, either the information already gathered by them, deliver to them or not. So we have also to make sure that they understand the information that we already prepared to them.
Including to such doing research together, Bu Ratrida.
Yeah, for collaboration, of course, we're doing research together, especially in the disaster sector.
Including to what's called that? Is that BRIN, like the Research and Innovation Agency here?
Yeah, of course, in a BRIN, especially for developing the methodology, the equipment, the sensor like a radar, etc.
Okay, well, to know more about this, Bu Ida, how can people actually to know much more about the updated information from this BMKG?
Yeah. We have an official website in www.bmkg.co.id. We provide information not only weather condition, but also climate, seasonal, earthquake, tsunami, air pollution. So not only official website, we also provide the information in the social media like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, which is quite easy to access. And also we provide also the information through the application, mobile application, like I said previously. And people also can call 1-9-6 for BMKG call center.
Okay, so let's come to the final question, Dr. Ida. Maybe do we have any such messages for Indonesian people, especially who are able to face this unusual condition of the weather?
Yeah, so people have to also prepare themselves about the impact that can occur after the extreme weather happen. So they are also mm-hmm. have to aware to the environment in their maybe the environment in their house.
Stay tuned at www.voynews.id because after this song, we'll be right back to accompany you again here.
Sampaikan salam ini untuk menakdirkan rasa terima kasihku. Menyambut hariku, berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini, rindu akan nawarimu. Semesta riang, tersenyum merekah. Lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu mengharap.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kasoami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasoami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasoami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasoami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasoami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasoamis. Kasoami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasoami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasoami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasoami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Kesejukan yang kau rasa, coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau rasa. Tahukah lagu yang kau suka? Tahukah
waktu aku.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it? If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general,